Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes, maybe 1 minute more, maybe 1 minute less. I don't know. Anyway, get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio, hence the intro. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Got some really good diamonds today. Really good ones. Personal revelations of my life's insanity. I will go out on a limb and say what I'm going to share in the next segment can be at the top five most bizarre experiences in my lifetime. Incredible stuff. You won't believe it. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we need...
I need about 350.
We need about what? We need about... How much do we need?
I need about 350.
Oh, well, it sounds like we need about 350. That's what I'm hearing, right? Okay. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Nobody knows. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, but we're not going to dive too deep into the Goofy News because it makes me feel goofy. That's my new thing now. We're asking life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, we do have a Daily Double. Here's life question number one. If you get cheated by the Better Business Bureau, who do you complain to? I mean, you can't file a Better Business Bureau complaint with the Better Business Bureau. And then the other thing, some people might take offense to this. If you do, make sure to take the fence and build it around a nice piece of grass and then create a doggy park. What do people in China call their good plates? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What do people in China call their good plates? Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Yes, I'd like to send this letter to the Prussian consulate in Siam by aeromail. Am I too late for the 4:30 autogyro?
I better look in the manual.
The ignorance.
There you go. Well, that's what we're doing. We're also looking at life from as a Christian, Christian thingy. You know the Christian thingy? The thingy we do as Christians? Your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers. Yeah, we got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, you're not going to believe the life insanity.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owlbox made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I just got word to let you know, I guess I'm going to have to make a change on RoboPaul. I didn't even mean to do this. It just happened. I just got an email. And apparently next week on Friday, we are going to do an audio adrenaline interview with the band and the whole concert. So now we'll probably have to end up giving away a pair of tickets today. Because now when they're sending it in, it's like, I got to take care of that. Ay, ay, ay. Ladies and gentlemen, this segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control. And just keep in mind, I've never told you this. Did you know that they're one of the original green providers for alternative methods for getting rid of the termites in your house? Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that. And you want to know why? Because Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Yeah, I hope she likes that sound effect. I think it's great. Anyway, her own son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms, in part to chemicals in the house. So when she got involved, like, no. So basically what E. coli does, they use microwave, electrogun, patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. And it's okay to have a tent in your house if your kid's having a birthday. But, you know, sometimes it might be embarrassing to have the whole house look like it's a jumpy jump. That's not often the case. Anyway, so they're in their 30th year. They're still offering this. And I don't know how much more next week it's going to go, but it'll be good for today and probably good through Monday. And that's $100 off any termite work when you call, or $50 off any initial pest control. Very cool, by the way. E. coli can be reached at 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also visit E. coli termite.com. to get information online. Don't forget that Sue has her very own show here on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Again, that phone number, 800-332-BUGS. And that's what you want to do. $100 off any termite work, $50 off of any initial pest control. Good deal. That's a good deal right there. Solid. And 30 years. I mean, you're doing something for 30 years. I want to go out on a limb. Yeah, probably doing something right. That's what I'm saying. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know, in the David Spoon Experience now, it's a kinder and gentler and softer David Spoon because the wife said, Dave, you're getting too upset. Remember that? Oh, wait, hold on, there's a bug. Die, bug, die, die, die! Okay, anyway, so after the wife had that nice talk with me, I decided I better, you know, kind of bring it down a step. And so the last 2 days or so, I've been asking the Lord to, hey, help me to be calmer. I'm not looking for my yin, my yang, my chin. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking just to be calmer. I'm looking not to go, what? That wasn't a goal. Anyway, I'm looking for that. Anyway, for anybody that knows hockey, you fully understand what I just did. So yesterday, after I did the show, And I announced that now, after a year, after 1 year, that's nice of you to do it now, it's going to be a softer, kinder, gentler David Spoon on the David Spoon Experience. I thought, you know, that show went really well, and I didn't get really upset. I didn't do too much news, because I think that's what gets me the most upset, or too many issues that have to do with legalism, because that's the other thing that gets me upset. The Bible, bad Bible brains, that really... And then the other thing is anytime I do the politic things, like, So I'm driving home yesterday, and let me tell you about this experience. One foot on the brake and one on the gas. When there's too much traffic, I can't pass, no. All right, so here's what happened, ladies and germs, boys and girls. You know, apparently the Lord has determined that me, moi, yours truly, oh, large one, that I am a magnet. Now, RoboPaul, I don't know if you know this. I'm a magnet. Do you know that? I'm a magnet. Yeah.
I just learned that a couple of seconds ago.
Yeah, see, I'm a magnet. So when I'm driving, people that text or people that drive while they're turning around backwards looking at their kids, they get next to me or they get in front of me all the time. It's just like this magnet turns on. Apparently, I have a new magnet. I have a new magnet, ladies and gentlemen. Remember how you used to joke with one another about taking the written driving test at the DMV and answering some of the world's dumbest or goofiest questions? For example, you remember this one? We used to always laugh. What do you do if you miss your exit on the freeway? A, back up. B, go to the next exit. I mean, really? That's a question? Somebody has to answer that question?
Dum, dum, dum.
So we used to, right? We used to laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Laugh out loud funny. I'm laughing so hard my elbow is hurting where my funny bone is. That's how funny. So yesterday... Unbeknownst to me, as the Lord always likes to test us in our proclamations, I'm entering the 5 freeway on La Jolla Village Drive. Now, if any of you have been on La Jolla Village Drive, it's kind of a busy street. If you get on La Jolla Village Drive by the studio, if you go east, you kind of go to the 805, and if you go west, you go to the 5. So I decided to go towards the 5 and maybe catch a little less traffic, because sometimes the 805 is a little goofier. So I decided to do that. So I'm getting on the Hoya Village Drive, and I'm getting ready to enter onto the 5 freeway on the on-ramp. Now, many people know what this is. You get on the freeway, you head north, right? Most of the time, that light's really not on. It's all pretty normal. So yesterday, right after the show, right after we did everything, and I'm just talking about how I'm a calmer, gentler, softer, kinder me, a car that obviously wanted to beat the traffic that was going straight on La Jolla Village Drive, decided at the last minute for that car to bump out and jump on the ramp going onto the freeway 5 North. So she gets out there, and I'm thinking, all right, no biggie. I mean, she did kind of bump out there, but I'm a little defensive when I'm driving because, you know, I don't trust the enemy either. So it's like, I'll see what happens. And then after she goes about 30 feet on the ramp, this is not a joke. She goes about 30 feet down the ramp, making the actual turn. It's an R turn. She's making the turn, ladies and gentlemen. She realizes her impending mistake because what she wanted to do was get through La Jolla Village Drive and just get past it to get to pass the freeway. Instead, she gets on the on-ramp heading north. 30 feet deep on the on-ramp, she stops her car. Then she tries to throw it in reverse with me 9 feet behind her and cars piling on behind me. And she's looking at me in the mirror like, back up. And I'm looking at her like, no way. Like, I'm just thinking, is this really happening? Is this happening right now? She's trying to back up. I look at her and I go, no way, I'm not backing up. There's cars behind me on my tail. So I shake my head to say no, indicating that backing up is not an option. Why? Because once you've entered the ramp on the freeway, backing up is not an option unless you're on drugs. So anyway, she is nonetheless not too excited, and she made her generosity known to me when she got to the stoplight that just before you get onto the freeway, and she shared, isn't this nice of her? She shared both of her middle fingers with me, both at the same time, in dramatic fashion, with, by the way, I want to add, screaming, ranting, and evil dagger glares. Now, if you're me, and you're on the road, and you're on the on-ramp, and you're going on the freeway, and you're about 50 feet from the actual freeway itself in the merge part, and somebody's trying to back up, and you got cars behind you, and you tell the person we're not backing up, and they're sharing their middle finger with me, and screaming and ranting and evil dagger glares, what would you think? I mean, you'd have a thought, right, RoboPaul? What would you think? What would you be thinking?
A lot of things. Okay. I'll keep them to myself, right, though.
So remember, and at that moment I'm remembering, I'm a kinder, gentler, and softer David Spoon from the David Spoon Experience, primarily because of the wife. So I just waved hello, and I kept saying, hello, nice to meet you. Hello, nice to meet you. While she was sharing with me that either the way is up, or she was sharing with me my hands are both cramping, but they're cramping as I point them to you. One finger apparently is able to stand, the others are falling. And this was a continual thing for 15 seconds, 20 seconds, and then I cannot share what apparently, if I read lips, what was being said.
She was just trying to tell you you're number one.
I was thinking that. I was thinking, yeah, I'm number one. All right, so keep in mind, just a little bit earlier, a day earlier, if this would have happened, she probably would have got the Spoon Sonic Sound of Fury. That's when I drive up next to a car that's been really bad on the freeway, and in my very dark glasses, I look at them like, like, Jesus loves you, me, right now, not so much. So, anyway, that didn't happen. I didn't do that. In the end of the whole thing, the Lord helped me to keep my cool. I think it was a test. It was either a test from the Lord or a temptation from the enemy, one or the other. But the Lord helped me get through it, and all I did was smile and wave and say hello and nice to meet you. Hey, here's a thought. When you're thinking about backing up on the ramp, entering the freeway, don't do it. Don't do this. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. That was pretty nice. I did that well. When we come back, hopefully for a little while, I can still be kinder, softer, and gentler, as long as I don't see that car.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar, and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs, because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
When was the last time you walked into a store that took your breath away and made you scream with excitement? That is exactly what your reaction will be when you visit City Lights, your year-round Christmas and collectibles emporium.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Brian Young, happy owner of family-owned City Lights for over 20 years. Our store is one big holiday wonderland where we transport visitors into the holiday spirit, viewing over 25 awe-inspiring decorated trees, thousands of ornaments, every imaginable quality Christmas light, and the world's finest artifacts. artificial trees, plus collectibles like Department 56 Villages, Walt Disney Classics, Mark Roberts Fairies, and so much more. It's like a trip to Main Street at Disneyland. Come in today and find absolutely everything, but everything for Christmas.
City Lights is easy to find right off Highway 5 at SeaWorld Drive. Call them at 619-275-1006, 619-275-1006, or shop online at citylightscollectibles.com. citylightscollectibles.com. Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, we've said for years how Singing Hills Memorial Park is unlike what you think of in a cemetery. It's a beautiful park setting, worthy of going out and taking a free tour, as we did years ago. We made our plans, which it looks increasingly smart as the years go by, because it's something we just have done. Family won't have to deal about it in the future. Save big amounts of money by planning in advance. And that's the same thing right now with the new mausoleum.
That's right, Mark. This mausoleum is going to be beautiful. The location is overseeing the whole cemetery. And also, like you said, when you made your arrangements, you froze the price way back when, and the prices today are totally different.
You lock them in today, and the view out there is spectacular. The new setting, just incredible. Go out and take a free tour. Learn more. Singing Hills Memorial Park. Give them a call today. They're great people. 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
San Diego is a creative community. It's an epicenter for arts and music. San Diego hosts some of America's finest military servicemen and women. Over 100,000 college students are coming to San Diego to be educated, and also it's a very international city. Beyond being one of the most diverse cities in the United States, numerous refugees from around the world come seeking to find new hope. Basically, when we looked at San Diego, we saw tremendous potential to impact the nations of the earth.
We believe that the church is called to touch every sphere of society and to be the centerpiece in seeing the city and the region become a light to the nations. Simply put, we believe in a church that is for all peoples.
You know, God's doing an amazing thing, and we believe he has an incredible plan for your life. We want to invite you to be a part of what God's doing here.
I'm Robert Herber, the lead pastor at All People's Church. I want to invite you to join us for worship at 9 or 11 a.m. at Crawford High School. Check us out online at allpeopleschurch.org.
He recycles everything, even his steely looks. His dive partner is a great white, and he recycles his oil and oil filter together. The Green Guy reminds you, recycling your oil and oil filter together is easy with hundreds of free local drop-off locations from the County of San Diego Recycling.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's see. I can do a quick check on the weather, right? I can do that real fast. And then we've got to tell you who the segment's by the way. The weather, beautiful. Beautiful weather. You know, a little colder, but beautiful. Traffic. Here's my advice on traffic. If you're going on an on-ramp, on the 5 or any other thing, watch out for cars that back up. That's my personal advice. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. Now, Zero Res, new deal starting today. Remember I told you there's going to be a new deal? So here's the deal. Zero Res, by the way, empowered water, they use that instead of chemicals to sanitize the carpet. You guys know that stuff. You know it's safe for the pets, kids, allergy sufferers. You know the techs are prompt, polite, and professional. You know that. You know, I used them, and I really, really liked them. I totally recommend them. The station used them. KPRZ uses them. KCBQ uses them. One of my best friends in all the world, their family uses them. I mean, it's like, come on. That's what you got to know. But here's their new deal. So here they got a new deal. It's $99 for two rooms. Now, listen, $99 for two rooms plus a 10-foot hallway if you donate a can of food to the local food bank. So they're just asking you to be an honorable, honor your word. If you work it out with them, $99, two rooms, plus a 10-foot hallway, plus the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. Cannot be beat. 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Or go online at zeroressandiego.com. If you have any questions at all about whether these guys are not just legit, but the people to talk to, you're more than welcome to email me. I will tell you personally, because This isn't just because they're a sponsor. I've used these guys. They're great. Period. So, I mean, you know, what else you got to do? I mean, that doesn't help? Got to help, right? And so you got to do that can of food for the local food bank, which, by the way, is just a good idea. There's nothing wrong with that. You know that the wife and I, we spent time in, we were in Nashville, Tennessee, on a trip, and we went to a food bank and helped out for the whole day. And it's quite the experience. That's a big operation. It's a big operation to feed people, but it is totally cool. Okay, so let's get to the next big couple of things. I think we're going to stay a little spiritual. Is that a good idea if we stay spiritual? I don't know. I mean, it is Christian radio, right? It's just a Christian variety show. I thought I'd tell you. So if you're driving on the freeway, by the way, and you're going on the on-ramp, okay, make sure you stay highly aware, especially if you're listening to the show. You never know what can happen. On a less exciting note, and most dog and cat lovers will appreciate this, but mostly dog lovers. On a lesser exciting note than that, and I want you to catch this. This is pretty important. Levi, my dog Levi. Remember I got Levi? You know Levi, right? You saw him in that little stoic picture and everything like that. Levi lost the Pet of the Month contest by one vote. By one vote. What do you think?
I think I probably should have voted.
He lost by one vote, and I just want to say, as I shared yesterday, I voted for the other dog. So...
Okay, now I don't feel as bad.
In reality, the truth of the matter is I helped Levi lose. And this is what I was thinking. Maybe it could be used as a lesson for him in humility. If he only knew what was going on, then it could be used as a lesson for him in humility. But it's no sweat because I didn't lose. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I did lose. The dog didn't enter himself in a contest, did he? Oh, okay, don't tell anybody. Okay, good. All right. Okay, well, let's see. We got a couple things I want to cover, and I got some interesting things, but I do want to do this one. Do you still have that sound bite that I asked you to get the other day? Now, this is from the other day. Do you guys keep those daily? Do they daily get changed? Or if you pull something up from 2 days ago, would it still be there?
Possibly.
Remember that one about best? You notice what I'm talking about? The best thing? Simply the best kind of thing. Is that still around? You got that? Is that little thing there? I got this little DDD I want to kind of throw at people. So I don't know if about throw. I don't mean throw it. Well, okay, maybe a little. Do you have that one? Or is that... Simply the best. Better than all. All right. Now, why I had RoboPaul play that, by the way, Robo Producer is off today because it's the day after Halloween, so he's recovering. I don't even know what that means. Numbers chapter 18, verse 29. You want to just jot that down. And all you have to do on this scripting right here is put simply the best. Here's what the verse says. Tell me what you think of this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes. Out of all of your gifts, this is Numbers 18:29 in the New American Standard Version Bible. Numbers 18:29, out of all your gifts, you shall present every offering due to the Lord from all the best of them, the sacred part of them. Uh-oh. What? Say that again, Lord. Out of all your gifts, you shall present every offering due to the Lord from all the best of them, the sacred part of them. Simply the best. So why did I have RoboPaul play Simply the Best? Because God gets the best of everything we have. Now, let me make a good, clear distinction here for a lot of people that maybe don't quite get this. Because some people think they're being generous by giving what they're getting ready to get rid of to the church or something. And that's not giving your best. Okay, let's just be honest. Oh, but the church could still use it. They could still take advantage of it. Hey, you're supposed to be giving the offering to God. It's supposed to be the best you have. If you have 10 apples that you have grown on a tree and you have decided you're going to tithe on your apple, when you pick out of those 10 apples, God's apple better be the best. Not the worst. Ah, this is the number 10 one. This is terrible. It's got a big gash in it, a big worm in it. Here you go, Lord. That is not acceptable to God. And when you had the difference in offerings between Cain and Abel, and as much as people want to go, well, no, one offering was meat, the other offering was plants, and blah, blah, blah. Ridiculous. I don't know, can I sing that like Robert Goulet? Ridiculous, that's ridiculous. No, the offering that Cain gave was just an offering from what he had, whereas Abel gave the best, the first fruits of what he had. First fruits in Hebrew is the best of. So when you've got 10 apples, you take that 10th apple that's the worst, you keep that. You give the best one to God. You give the best of the sacrifices to God. If you just bought a whole new set for your child to play with, and now you've got an extra set, and the church wants it, that's great. But that's not an offering to the Lord, because you're giving what you're about to throw away or give away anyway. When you give to the Lord, it has to include sacrifice to be genuine as an offering. And if you don't think so, I'll just say one word to you. You tell me what you think. Jesus. Because God gave the best to us in sacrificial giving. So here's my comment to that. Please, 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 in honor of you and I being Christians, don't give God the leftovers. Don't give God what you're already done with, the scraps off the plate. It's very dishonoring. Give the Lord the best you've got. That's all I'm saying. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a little bit of news, a little bit, but not too much.
To dream the impossible dream.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Uh-oh. Clogged drains? What now? Call Howe. Bill Howe Plumbing can unclog your drains fast, starting at only $82. Live operators can take your call any time of the day or night. Call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com today.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Hear Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
As we head into the holiday season, there is a lot going on at Monte Vista Village.
Kevin, great to be with you. You know, the holidays are almost upon us, and our residents have already been busy. They've just completed a rummage sale to raise the money for our 7th annual military party we have in December, and they're still busy making hats for all those 240 children who will attend. November, we have Master Chang coming to discuss the benefits of Tai Chi, and of course, we have a Thanksgiving luncheon. And December is chocked full with choirs coming in, Christmas lights to view, and various parties to enjoy. Kevin, I hate knowing that a lot of seniors will be by themselves during the holidays, so I invite them to come to our home for the holidays and spend the month of December with us. I've been talking about our lower rate opportunity, and this is a great time to take advantage. Please don't stay home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, then we highly recommend you see the board-certified medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinic in Carlsbad. Their doctors and licensed physical therapists specialize in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only, and you won't believe how welcome you'll feel when you go to see them. The staff at MedCare Specialty Clinic is committed to doing all they can to make you feel welcome and like part of their family. family while reducing your pain levels, thus allowing you to regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. Instead, see the board-certified medical doctors and staff at Medcare Specialty Clinics at 1201 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule a free assessment today. 760-585-9568.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. RoboPaul, did you know that this is the close of the 51st week, or actually it's kind of almost the full closure of the 51st, 52nd week, and that Tuesday is the 1 year anniversary of the David Spoon Experience.
It's only been a year.
Loving you too, buddy. I'm loving you too. Okay, that was a good one, by the way. I give you credit for that. Very funny. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget a couple things. Half-price tuition. Do not forget, do not forget, do not forget, do not forget half-price tuition. You can send your child or grandchild to a private Christian school for 50% off. I happen to know that there's more schools that have enrolled. And when we do our next push on this, it's going to be a real big, major push, major, major, major. But if you have any interest, go to kprz.com, the website that you can do everything on, including, I understand now, they're adding oxygen to the site. So you'll be able to put the site on and just touch the screen and oxygen will come into your house. That's a joke, so don't get too excited. Anyway, so half-price tuition, you go there. The information is on the website. 50% off the opportunity to have a Christian education for your child or grandchild to give them as prepared as possible for different colleges. Maybe they'll really well and decide they want to go to a college like Brown. Maybe, of course, you can talk them out of it because that would be a good idea too. But if they go, they might as well be as equipped as possible. That's my take on that. What do you think? That's pretty reasonable. I don't think that's unreasonable. We are going to be doing, excitingly so, by the way, I'm very excited. We are going to be doing a DDD that is just, I think not legendary, but really good, good material. And before we do that, I do want to point out that I have a story in my hand from the other day. Does this look like a real piece of paper to you, Robo?
It appears to be legitimate.
Okay. That's... I don't know. I'm not even going to tell you what the joke is that would have come out of that one. I'm just going to let that go. Anyway, CNN. Uh-oh, he's doing news. Oh, stop him. Stop him quick. Dave, make sure you're kinder, softer, and gentler. Okay, let me tell you this news in this way. CNN News is calling a Christmas ornament company that does Christmas cards homophobic because they wanted to change one of the words because they were actually trying to be sensitive to the current culture. Am I being kinder and gentler? How am I doing? I'm doing pretty good. Here's what happened. Carol Costello from CNN thinks that Hallmark is homophobic. Did you hear why? Did you hear why she thinks that? First of all, it's a card company. Here's my first response. It's a card company. These are the cards that you open up and they have either irritating sounds or goofy writings. It's a card company. You know what they really care about? Selling cards. No, they're social statements. No, it's Christmas time. I go with they're gonna sell cards because they're a card selling company. I could be wrong. I've been wrong on several occasions. I can tell you that. But so anyway, she said, "Oh, they're homophobic leg butt." If you don't like what I say, leg butt, just deal with that. Because this is why. Because the company changed the words of the carol, "Deck the Halls." Now, they changed it to be sensitive, right? But now they're being accused of being sensitive.
Dum, 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 dum,
wait,
dum.
Hold on, this is legendary. And wait, I'm even laughing while I'm doing it. They changed it from "Don, we now are gay apparel" to "Don, we now are fun apparel."
Dum, 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 dum.
So they changed it, though. Wait, let me explain why they changed it. Because they didn't want to offend people, which I would not have done. I mean, back in the day, 30 years ago, and 5,000 years hence, the word gay was festive, fun. Now, I do know people who are in the gay community, and they know what I'm going to say. There's no problem there. They are not fun. That's all I'm going to tell you. In fact, most of the people I know, and I know much more than you think, are not very happy. And it's not that they're not very happy because of what they're doing. They're not happy because they have not found the Lord. They don't know peace because they don't know Jesus. I mean, that you can't change that. That's not going to change. But back in the day, gay apparel meant festive apparel, clothing, like fun clothing. And so they changed it because they were trying to be sensitive to the gay community. Backfired on them. CNN calling them homophobic for changing it while they were changing it exactly because they were homosensitive. Is that a new word? Can I use that word? Can I make it up?
Absolutely.
How about homo oversensitive? Is that all right? I can do that one, can I? So, the girl says on CNN, "Oh, Hallmark, you didn't. Oh, wait, you did. Homophobic. I say, yes, you are." She's trying to do it like a rap. Here's my strong advice for anybody who's trying to rap who's not a rapper. Please stop. Please. We beg of thee. Please stop. Gay apparel is for festive clothing, not gay people. And back in the day, when gay meant gay is in festive and happy, and it doesn't mean what it means today, and I hope they don't get to recapture many other words like marriage and stuff like that. But here's the last line I want to say about it, and I'm trying to be super, super positive, laughing even, about keeping a good attitude. Listen to this. "I'm pretty sure my pants and my shirt are not bisexual." So I'm going to go with clothing should not be donned, D-O-N-N-E-D, as gay in the sense of sexual. How stupid is that? Hey, pair of Levi's, what's happening? I'm not talking to you. What? What? How crazy is that? It's a pair of pants for crying out. I mean, but I'm not upset. In fact, I actually think that's funny. I don't think the whole homosexual community element's funny. But I think calling a Christmas card homophobic or a pair of pants bisexual is just it's la-di-da-di-da. And now that we're done with that segment, how did I do? Because I didn't get too angry, did I? I wasn't mad. I thought I did pretty good.
Yeah, you were laughing the whole time.
I was laughing, cheerful. You know, this segment, by the way, we're going to do this in reverse. This segment has been brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway, who I talked to today. You know, every time I talk to Eric, you know what the problem is? Him and I, we said instead of talking business, we just laugh because we tell each other jokes or different things going on in life. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, over 40 different classifications and testimonials from people just like you. Excalibur Roofing approaches every customer differently. When you get Eric on the case, he doesn't sit there and go, oh, let's do all this the same. Everything is custom to what they're doing. No cookie cutter stuff. New roof construction, old roof replacements, any repairs, any remodeling, anything you want to do, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Yeah, I love that line. By the way, we're going to be releasing their employment commercial, I think Tuesday or Wednesday. So if you're looking for a new career and have some experience in construction, you're going to want to hear what that commercial is. Excalibur Roofing does all estimates for free. You can reach them by calling 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go online at excaliberroofing.com and get the information that way. I will say this. That guy would be great to work for. He's just so, I mean, he's just totally down to earth, real, normal human being. And I'm pretty sure that his pants and his greeting cards are not homophobic or bisexual either. That's what I'm going to go with. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, now I'm feeling the need to get a little bit of DDD in there, so that's probably what we're going to do. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
Don't miss Audio Adrenaline, Friday evening, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside.
Little hands, shoeless feet, lonely eyes looking back at me.
Audio Adrenaline, live, along with very special guest, Stellar Kart. The Kings and Queens Tour in their only San Diego appearance. Friday evening, November 8th at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside, 3715 Oceanic Way, just north of Oceanside Boulevard. Get your tickets at calvaryoceanside.org. For information and special group rates, call 760-754-1234.
When he moves, you got to move, you know.
Audio Adrenaline and Stellar Kart. Friday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel Oceanside. CalvaryOceanside.org.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you can purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela. New here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the... Did they just say gay old time on the Flintstones? Oh my gosh, don't tell CNN. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Notice the sound of my voice. It's so nice and soft and soothing. Yay!
Anyway, I sound like a Muppet. Checking traffic right now. Yikes. Already looking bad on La Jolla Village Drive, which if you take a ramp to a freeway, make sure that people don't back up on you. Weather, beautiful. It's beautiful here. It's just wonderful to live in great weather, isn't it? It's terrific. It's a blessing. We thank the good Lord for it. By the way, if you want to reach the show with any vast amount of complaints about any particular segment, you can do so by sending an email to, hey, I really don't like Dave, and I really want him to be off the air, so somebody do something about that at gmail.com. Or just send something to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Hopefully you like it. And then also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... there we go. Okay, we are going to do, we're going to do a giveaway. Can we do that? Do we have time for that? Or do you want to start that or do that next segment? Where are you? Oh, we got Russell Shubin coming next segment. Oh, so we got to do a giveaway like now. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to offer up a trivia question. You get a chance to respond to it. If you get the trivia question correct, you can win a pair of tickets to the Kings and Queens tour with Audio Adrenaline and special guest Disciple Stellar Cart and Ryan Stevenson at the Calvary Chapel a week from today. A week from today, folks. 1 week from today. Doors open at 6:30. Concert starts at 7 p.m. Here's your chance to win a pair of tickets if you can get the correct answer to this trivia question. An answer that will get you a pair of tickets to Audio Adrenaline, Disciple, Stellar Cart, and Ryan Stevenson. Ready? Are we ready for this trivia question? Here we go. Okay, here we go. Which gospel author was also known as the physician? Which gospel author? Now, you got to get this correct. Which gospel author was also known as the physician? All you have to do is call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. If you get that answer correctly, which gospel author was known as the physician, then you'll win a pair of tickets to Audio Adrenaline, plus special guest Disciple Stellar Cart and Ryan Stevenson. Oh, not only that, but we're getting a chance to interview the whole tour group next Friday. We're getting all the details in right now. Don't forget about my trip to Israel, ladies and gentlemen. It's 1 year from today, $3,800 for an all-inclusive trip, including 4- and 5-star hotels, food, air conditioning, and flying arrangements as well. The whole thing's covered. They do it in payments. If you want to go to Israel with my wife and I and probably about 350 other Christians, we're going to go in mass group with Genesis Tours, who is going to show not just your regular tour stuff, but the deep, really cool, really, really awesome stuff. So if you want more information on that, go to SalemGoIsrael.com or you can call KPRZ.com and talk to the wonderful Brittany, you can talk to her, or you can go to kprz.com. Do we have an answer for this already? Are we already ready to rock and roll? Edith. Okay, Edith, are you there on the phone with us, Edith?
I'm here.
How you doing? Okay, here we go. I'm going to make it real easy for you, okay? If you get this right, you're going to wear a pair of tickets to Audio Adrenaline with special guest Disciple Stellar Cart and Ryan Stevenson at Calvary Chapel for a week from tonight. Are you ready? You excited? Are you nervous? Okay. It's okay. All right, take a deep breath. Here we go. Ready? Which gospel author was also known as the physician?
Luke.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner. Good job. Nice job. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, so don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. Okay? Just take a deep breath. And then RoboPaul is going to get your information, and we'll coordinate for you to get the tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. God bless you. Okay, so that was good there. So we gave away a pair of tickets, right? And we're going to be interviewing them a week from today, like now, like a week from now or today or whatever. All right, so RoboPaul, talk to me about how you want to do this, because we got Russell Shubin calling in at 3 because we have Salem Corporate. Now, they like me so much, they talk to me every week. That, and I have even more information on them, so they have to talk to me. So what do you want to do? We got about 2 minutes. All right, let me share something with you real quickly. Nice job, by the way, by Edith. So that was good work on her part. Let me share something with you that I posted. I'm adding a new feature to the show. Why? I don't know. What are you asking me for? Because we do stuff like this all the time. Here it is. We're doing a new thing called, we're looking at the Facebook posts. We're looking at the Facebook post. I only got about a minute and a half here, so I want to do this right. On Facebook, this is what I wrote today. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, what I love about this passage, now people just take this passage and they go to the moon and they say, see, you can win the lotto. It's like, that's not what it says. Here's what it's saying. It says, when you're praying, you know, when you're praying to the Lord, you're in the presence of the Lord, you're in submission to the Lord, your prayers are connected to what he's trying to do and wanting to do, or not trying to do, but what he's going to do, and you're just connected to him. But when you pray, believe that you receive them. In other words, have a sense of expectation. Have this sense that the prayer is going to answer it. I always refer to Acts chapter 12 when the church was praying for Peter's deliverance. And when God granted that request, they were more surprised than anybody that God granted their request. But they were praying about it. Have a sense of expectation. Have a sense of confidence that when you're engaging with the Lord, it's okay to believe. You don't have to throw up all the prayers, A, like you're throwing up, or B, like you're just hoping that one out of a million could happen. When you pray, you can believe. It's okay to believe. If the Lord says yes, it's done. If the Lord says no, then the answer is no. And if the Lord says wait, which is his favorite thing, then just wait. But don't stop believing. You got to keep going in that faith. Don't give it up so quick, okay? That was the post on today's Facebook post. So if you ever want to read those, that's what they're there for. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're at time, right? We're going to take a short break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to Corporate Salem. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.